definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Friday. Glad that it is a Friday. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and yours worldwide through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeffrey Haxton. My mother-in-law always calls you Jeffrey, like every time. I don't know why. When she refers to you, she's like, oh, I heard Jeffrey say this today.
Yeah.
Every time.
He was being so mean to you.
It's Jeffrey. Oh, she does say that sometimes. Yeah. Why was Jeffrey being so mean? My mother-in-law is a very literal person. Uh-huh. So anytime, even if we're fooling around, joking around, she doesn't understand.
Yeah, she
it
and
as
my
much.
Mom would get together.
So
would get along.
So that's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman.
It is interesting. I am still Jeffrey, south of I-40 in the state of Oklahoma, and Jeff north of I-40.
That's how it works, huh?
Yeah, if you get south of Oklahoma City, we're gonna have Jeffrey, because that's where I was
nice
born and raised, and everybody still latch onto that.
No doubt. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas White across the way taking care of us. You can hit us up. We'll take your thoughts, comments, questions, whatever you want to bring in. Yates Flooring Center chat line yours through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Quite a few things to get into as we'll hit the headlines in a little bit. And a lot of headlines. High school football all the way back tonight.
Yeah.
We'll get into some of those matchups as we've got some really good ones this evening. Looking forward to those. Of course, soccer. Good night there last night. Volleyball diving in deep this weekend with four games, hosting four different teams in the Under Armour Challenge.
They play in under 2 hours.
That's right. We got Houston Christian up first, mm-hmm. right? So I guess that's not televised.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, ESPN Plus. Yep.
Okay, so you're doing some volleyball this weekend though, right? You got the Notre Dame game?
Supposed to have the Notre Dame game tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
Then Sunday, there's so much going on that they have to divide and conquer to get both on. So there's going to be a ton of equipment over there at the USA. So our soccer broadcast will look a lot differently. It'll just be me up there and one camera, basically. But it'll still
on your
be on
lift?
ESPN Plus.
You still on the scissor lift?
No, thank goodness.
You don't have that anymore?
No, but I tell you, the loudest speaker in Lubbock County sitting under that for 2.5 hours is...
I don't know. You've got a pretty loud one sitting right next to you at the baseball stadium, too.
That's nothing.
Nothing compared to that?
Doesn't compare to the
really?
Soccer one, no.
Really? Okay. Okay. So,
we sit on the ledge to the left of the press box
mm-hmm.
at soccer.
So we got some Tech football. I teased this a couple days ago, but we didn't ever get around to the biggest fan base triggers. I want to get through that for the Big 12. So we'll come up with some of our own biggest fan base triggers. Like current, obvious, horns down is the biggest fan base trigger down in Austin, or you know, commissioner speaking bad about them. We can go through some of the others that fit. I heard the guys talking about the U of H a little bit earlier on the morning drive this morning. Of course, we'll look ahead to the season as this time next week the Red Raiders will be in Laramie getting ready for a matchup with the Wyoming Cowboys. This is a team that will run the football a lot, yet they are without their starting running back. So things pointing in the right direction for Texas Tech. But a lot of high hopes, and you got to take care of business in week one coming up next week. Lots of other little tidbits. It's a Friday show, so we're going to have some fun, like go-to responses for funny texts. Yeah. You seem like a ha-ha guy. Right?
I'd say more LOL.
You're more of an LOL
yeah.
guy. Okay. What was the one we revealed the other day for that the kids are saying? They're ditching the LOL for the... What was it? I can't even remember it because I'm not a young go-hard. Lucas, you're supposed to keep up with this stuff. You 27-year-old young man. Do you have your age right?
28.
Okay. 28-year-old young man. So, got some expert parenting tips for everyone out there. Actually, it's just one expert parenting tip from the people that call themselves the expert. I missed something on the calendar yesterday. You know what yesterday was a 2-year anniversary of?
The Alliance.
The Alliance, yeah.
I brought it up when you left.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Good. I didn't know you brought it up.
When you Jeff bounced sounded for a, the second time this week, I,
let's
I got
see what
you.
Time I can bounce out early today. See if I can get that. No, I was driving over. I had a doctor's appointment that jumped up on me and didn't have correct in the calendar. So I heard you fire me.
First thing.
Yeah, I did hear that. But when I'm driving over towards the doctor, I hear Jeff McGuire. He's quite hyper to start things off, huh? You can tell when McGuire is on one versus when he's just kind of more chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was on one. I didn't catch that, though. That's amazing, the Alliance thing. How they're like Big Ten, ACC, Pac-12, Alliance, we're all in this together.
41 institutions.
And we said it at the moment. I mean, you and I were sitting here talking about was it you and I 2 years
yes,
ago?
Yes, it was.
We're sitting here talking how stupid this thing is that it means absolutely nothing. It's like, okay, what does this mean? Well, we're all together. Okay, are you getting like a scheduling alliance? No, we're all together. We're locking arms. Okay, well, is the Pac-12 going to get some of that money from the big? No. So it's just
yeah, it was like,
we're just here together.
Just complete posturing
because we like each other as commissioners, and mm-hmm. one liked you so much that he went and swiped two of your teams from
you. Yeah, basically immediately stabbed you in the back and
right in front of your face.
Yeah, and ended two institutions, I think, in the future of performing at any kind of high level in Washington State and Oregon State. So,
yeah, so that's fun. I'm glad you caught that mm-hmm. yesterday because I didn't see it until after the show yesterday. I'm like, wow, it was Alliance Day. Got any big weekend plans? Usually ask that at the end of the show.
Yeah. I think watch Notre Dame and Navy.
Yeah. What time is that game?
2:30.
Okay. I knew it was afternoon. I couldn't remember what.
Watch my son play baseball.
Okay.
Sprint over to United Supermarkets Arena.
Woo-hoo.
Call Texas Tech and Notre Dame.
I think we need to knock out an Olympic event Sunday afternoon.
Well, we need to figure out what it's going to be.
Axe throwing. Feels like it's perfect okay. for Sunday after church.
Yeah. All right.
You in?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go. Axe throwing. Hopefully no one loses a toe or any other appendages. No open-toed shoes. So Dickens would automatically be out on the axe throwing.
Yeah, just be disqualified immediately.
But, yeah, if we can get the other two to agree, that'll be event number 4 in the second Olympiad. Young, hit us up. We'll take your thoughts of any and all varieties on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We got rain chances over the weekend?
No way.
Look at that. It's
like that Ron Burgundy meme. I don't believe
it. I don't believe you. It's the end of the bench. We got some headlines, lots of headlines for you next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com here from the First United Bank studio this morning, hanging with you till noon. I'll try to hang the whole time today. Bowed out in the last couple of days early, but we'll see if I can.
I think you can do it.
Get through a whole show. Viva 73 says, if the Rangers ever relinquish first place, they'll never regain the lead. I have no confidence in them. Besides, high school football season is here, and I will not watch any more baseball. Okay, Viva 73.
Okay.
No one's going to make you watch baseball. I'm actually just hoping that they get to the playoffs so I can watch them every day during the playoffs.
Now, that is something.
TV on. Lubbock Realtor 23 says, interesting strategy. Add schools that are so desperate that they'll take no money and raising the pot for everyone else. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just ready to stay put.
I think for this. SMU would be the ones that wouldn't take money.
They've talked about that strategy, yeah.
We're rich enough.
They're like, we'll go all in on this just to have a future. Because I think it is kind of, for lack of a better term, thanks, Grandpa, for this one, crap or get off the pot territory. You know, I mean, like, you're there. It feels like it's all or nothing. You've got to go in on yourself if you're one of these group of five schools, because there may not be a spot for you in the future. The next time in realignment, group of five may be left out completely. So
we got into a little bit of a discussion yesterday on the University of Tulsa athletic director said there's soon, or not soon, but in the future, there will be a 30-team mega conference.
I heard that, yeah.
And wondering if Tech was in right now. I want to read you something.
Have you seen Bearcat Matt on Twitter that's gone through the last 30 days or so, 35 days of are you actually a Power 5 school or not?
Mm-hmm.
He's going through this, and it's kind of funny. He's using data to back it up. I think Kentucky was today's, and they're not a Power 5 school based off of it. I think they're only like 12 games over 500 all time.
This is from yesterday.
I'm hungry.
Okay, so let's stop this.
You're going to stop because my stomach's growling?
No.
Okay.
Because I think this is more important.
You got food?
No, but okay. I'm going to try and get us some. It's one of those days. Okay.
Try to get someone to bring us food?
I woke up hungry today. Okay. Haven't necessarily taken care of that hunger.
Okay.
So our guy Chris, I know you're starting to cook it up right now. I know you got a huge day coming up.
Oh, boy.
Down at the Burrito King.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you got a massive day coming up, Chris, but two words, al pastor.
Oh, man. I'm a huge fan.
Carne asada.
All
would make our week.
All sounds
and
amazing.
And Woodman just about brought the studio down with a stomach growl.
That was a pretty big stomach growl.
So anyway, that's just taking a shot.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's what sounds really good today.
Yeah.
Anyway. This is from yesterday from Mike Gundy. Earlier this month, he said that college football is heading toward a super league model of sorts where 30 or 40 teams inhabit a league and geography starts to mean something again. That could be a scary thought for some schools hoping to have a chair when the music stops, but Gundy spoke confidently Thursday that should a super league come, the Cowboys would be in. He says, quote, we're in. OSU is in. OSU's viewership and history of winning over the last 18 years would sell out. I would be shocked if it happened in 3 years and we were not in. So other people are talking about this Super League.
I keep hearing about it. I think we're at least a decade away from a Super League. I say that. Big 12's contract's up in 31, and the Big 12 did that on purpose. Your Marks talked about it, where they're up before the SEC and before the Big 10 and before the ACC. So they did a smaller league deal in terms of years on purpose to try to narrow the gap with those teams in the near future. So I think I'm with most in thinking that we do get to the super leagues, probably two 30-team super leagues, a north and a south essentially, which is Big Ten and SEC. But I'm as a Tech fan, I'm very confident where you are right now.
Okay.
Similar to OSU. Not everybody in the Big 12 will be in that eventually. Not everybody in your future 16-team league will be in that Super League. But Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, those are two that should be very confident. Texas Tech and Oklahoma State are top 30 or 35 programs all time. You look at the history of the leagues. You look at viewership right now. You look at alumni participation. Both of those are probably the two that should be the most confident in the current Big 12. TCU is probably getting themselves there just because of winning as of late. Baylor's one that should be scared. There's a few that I would be nervous about if I was with those schools. Tech, what you've done, and if you continued on a losing path like you have the last decade, then I'd start to get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But as it feels like the ship is turning in the right direction, my confidence is going back up with Tech. You feel the same way? And Tech's got I think number 22 most bowl wins ever, and you're a lot younger than most schools out there.
Right. Yeah, you got about a 25 to 35 year late start.
Yeah.
Compared to
a lot of schools,
to a lot of schools. I'm mad at myself because I'm really sick of this, but yet I continue to bring it up.
Yeah. I get it. And it's still a hot topic, whether you like it or not.
I think the NFL light thing, I mean, I don't know, though. I mean, you're looking around the country, and I'm seeing so many schools selling out games. And, you know, you've thrashed so many rivalries, and I know that's going to get worse in a couple of years. But still people are selling tickets. Still people are watching the games. It's the only way that people watch television anymore is live sports. So
a lot of it,
that's all these things kind of you put it in the
the
witch's brew to to make it worth talking about, even though I'm tired of it. There.
I get it. I do, because I'm as tired as you are, believe me. But it's still very much an active topic and will be. I'm just ready. Once we get a kickoff of football, probably not this weekend because there's only two or so marquee games.
I am looking forward to Notre Dame.
I am. But once we get football fully kicked off next weekend, this does go to the back burner. It did last year.
Yeah, you're and right. And so does Brett Yormark saying, you know, finish your business or handle your business down
in
Austin. It'll come back
around
up at Thanksgiving.
And that's it.
But, yeah, that's going to go way to the back
all
burner.
Of these outside of sports stories go to the back burner. They're still there, but it's just the focus gets to actual games, which I cannot wait for. Just looking forward to it so much. This from the chat line. Choice, how do you feel about Clint comparing you to TCU? It's from Patrick. Did that happen on this show, like on Wednesday? Or
I have no idea.
I didn't know it happened, but that's fine. He's a Jayhawk. He's jealous. It's Clint. So be it. So much like the rest of the state, Stanford and Cal are homeless. Shots fired. Which I'm fine with. When you're Woodman rich, you don't have to work. That's from Steven. Always go to work.
I can't believe
Bobby Hot Dogs created this. Did Choice not eat a bowl of Frosted Flakes during his morning bath? It stinks because so with the new schedule, with the way things have worked out with where kids are, I don't get my morning bath anymore. Like I've got to go earlier to drop kids off right now, and like I don't the time for the morning bath has diminished. So I'm gonna have to adjust the schedule or something. I don't get to eat. I had oatmeal this morning, by the way. Like some blueberry, blackberry oatmeal. It's pretty good. And some Little Smokies with it. You know how to eat Little Smokies? It's a good breakfast. Just mini wieners.
We're so close to the end of the hour. I'm just going to let it go.
Okay.
My gosh.
Bruh. All right, lots more on the chat line. Get to some of that coming up next. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Onward to hour number two. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you, as usual, by Happy State Bank. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White, back behind the glass, taking care of us per usual. Hit us up. I'd love to have your thoughts, your comments, your reaction, hopes, dreams, whatever you want to talk about. You got any topics, bring them up on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. We'll get to that here as we continue on into the second hour. Still got a lot I want to dive into. Got tickets to give away. We'll do that this hour. Big 12 predictions, anyone? We've got those. So We had bowl projections by Brett McMurphy earlier in the week. ESPN put out their bowl projections. One I think fans will probably like if you're a Red Raider. One maybe not so much. So one of them, Mark Schlabaugh. So they have two bowl projection guys with ESPN. Schlabaugh puts Texas Tech versus future Big 12 foe Utah in the Alamo Bowl against each other. Alamo Bowl, you got to have pretty well.
Yeah, you've had a good season.
At least 9 wins. That's the premier Big 12 bowl outside of New Year's Six. So you in the Alamo Bowl, I think I would take. Yeah, I would take that because you pretty well have to have 9 wins to get in the Alamo Bowl. So Tech versus Utah, sign me up. Bonagura, the other guy for ESPN, has Texas Tech versus Army in the Armed Forces Bowl.
Not the season you're looking for.
No, that's 6 or 7 wins right there. So I'm not as thrilled with that option or opportunity. Plus, I've always thought that would be kind of a terrible scenario, being the team against the military team, the Armed Forces team in the Armed Forces Bowl. It's like, who do you think everybody's rooting for around? No, I don't want that. I respect the heck out of Army. Always weird to play one of the service academies, but really cool, too, to see how they operate, how things go down. But those two poll projections, CBS Sports Hacks put out their Big 12 projections. Shehan Jajarajarajara, I've never said his name correct, so he put out his Big 12 projections yesterday. Most overrated team. So he actually compiled it. All the CBS experts put that there. So there's three different teams on this list from different writers.
Texas?
Texas is only one. Only one of the votes for that. Oklahoma received 4 votes for the most overrated team. And TCU got Tom Fornelli's vote. So OU, 4 people. Which I put them in my Big 12 championship yesterday, but I don't know that I believe it. Actually, one other vote for Iowa State. I don't know how they're overrated when they're picked to finish 10th in the conference. Maybe someone's like, hey, 10th is too high. Well, they're the worst. Most underrated team. There are 4 different submissions here as well. Kansas, Oklahoma State, those got 2 votes apiece. Texas Tech, got a vote from Dodd and Shahan. And somehow Texas got a vote for most underrated team. The number one team picked in the conference, Chip Patterson. That's a Longhorn guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's the CBS Longhorn guy. Puts him as the most underrated team. Oh, sorry, there was a 5th. I missed it. UCF. Also, I could see them being the most underrated team. Kansas is another one I could see being the most underrated team. The only way Texas Tech is actually the most underrated team in the league is if they go win the title. Right? I mean, you're picked 4th in the preseason standings. You're top 25 in one poll, 26 in the other one. So if Tech is winning the title, that's how they become the most underrated team. Because they are projected pretty high. A handful of bold predictions, if you want to look through some of those. They all go through their regular season finishes. Texas, out of the 1 to 8 riders here, Texas is picked by 7 guys.
That's amazing.
OU is the other one. Some guy named David Cobb. Is he an OU guy? I don't know.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he picked them. Texas Tech picked 2nd by Dennis Dodd, but that's the only one that picked Tech 2nd. 4 Kansas State votes, 3 OU vote, or 2 OU votes, and a Texas vote. Tech picked 3rd place by 2 of the next riders. Jerry Palm has Oklahoma State as the 3rd best team. By far the highest vote for them. Barrett Sally has UCF as his highest rated team. Or excuse me, his 3rd place team. So goes on, the lowest vote Texas Tech gets out of this group of 8 Riders is eighth place in the league. Lowest. Not terrible. That's Barrett Sallee that's got the Red Raiders so low.
I believe that's Sallee.
Sallee. Well, he's Sallee if he's going to be putting Texas Tech at eight. The next lowest pick, Pax, beyond him, is fifth. Everybody has Texas Tech fifth place or higher finishing besides that. So that's how some of the national guys look at Texas Tech. Some bold predictions. Will Backus says week two is huge for the Big 12's profile. Texas upsets an Alabama team still solidifying the quarterback position, and Texas Tech shuck leads the Red Raiders to victory against Oregon. So two Big 12 wins there. Coming off its best season in 9 years, Texas Tech wins the Big 12 in McGuire's second season. That's from Dennis Dodd. The offense has 11 starters back, including, so he goes on, Black Friday in Austin and December 2nd will feature the Big 12 championship twice in a row. So he says Tech will play Texas 2 weeks in a row, and Tech wins the second go-round. I like Dennis Dodd now. Didn't used to like him. All right, there's some outlook from the national guys.
Very unlikable.
In general?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And just in his presence, you feel the dislike.
An arrogance about him? Mm. Yeah. I've heard similar things.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't Texas Tech bowl wins system bowl wins? Oh, that's going back to the old. They only won. Quarterbacks are only good because of the system there.
System quarterback.
System. If it's North versus South choice, doesn't that hurt Tech's chances of getting a chair as well as other Texas schools? I think Tech has a better chance that the Big Ten wants a footprint in Texas rather than joining the Longhorns and Aggies in the South. I still think Tech and OSU are fine in the South if it's North versus South. It hurts the other teams if it is a North versus South league. Big Ten's too arrogant still with the academics and stuff.
AAU,
yep, to accept little old Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. Big bad Texas Tech.
Big bad Texas Tech.
Oh, that'll never get old.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Rolling on to hour number three. You're hanging with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you as always by Happy State Bank. Now yours on television, Fox 34 News Now. Of course, you can always watch us on our YouTube channel, Facebook. There's all sorts of avenues you can take us in, including the old-fashioned way. AM radio, 950 AM on the dial there if you want to listen in. However, wherever you're choosing to make us part of your Friday, we're glad you've chosen to do so. Jeff Haxton to my right. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White behind the glass handling us. Keep the thoughts coming in on the 8th Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. 45 minutes out from Ask the Benchwarmers if you want to get some questions in there. Hax, new survey. Excuse me. Got some corn nuts stuck in my throat. You can't smell them, though, can you?
Yeah, I can smell them.
From over there, really?
Yes.
What's worse, the smell or the crunch? Because the crunch is really loud.
Smell.
But they smell good.
No, they don't. Studio stank, man.
We got some studio stank going. Brought in the corn nuts today. It's a Friday.
I don't know with you. Maybe It's been our whole relationship, I think. But like
we have a relationship? We have a relationship?
Yeah, we have a working relationship.
I don't know you've
yes.
ever called it that. I feel special.
Well, you should, because I'm still here. I mean, you could run me off before this hour is
not
even
yet.
Up because you kill off so many co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the things about me. I'm definitely
He's
the toughest.
Resilient for sure. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm like number 10, and I'm... Three, anyway.
Old Jeff Leather Haxton over there. He's an oak.
There's something about you this week that it's like everything, every action, every movement, everything you say, everything you do is trying to piss me off.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's like you're just kind of slithering around like a snake.
No.
And you're just trying to stick me, man.
I don't
think so.
Driving
me crazy.
This is the only one I've intentionally done to get a reaction out of you.
But you
when
have
I packed
also
those corn nuts in my bag this morning, I'm like,
you've also
this'll get
proven
a reaction
that
out
you
of
lie about things.
No.
You do.
What?
You try to sit there. This is still bothering me. I went back and listened
what?
To it. It's bothering me so much. When you just bold-faced lied about having an answer on the pop quiz.
You figured that out, huh?
Yeah. But
wait, which one? Hold on. I got to figure out. Like,
it's the Sneed one.
Yeah. Wait, I lied about one of the answers?
Two! You got two answers from Sneed.
Yeah, but I only told you about one of them. Because
no.
I deleted the text on the other one.
Man, I called everything you did. Okay? But I also take... I heard Chuck say this morning, that he uh-huh. takes things at face value.
Uh-huh.
I think I can be gullible. And...
Really?
So there's...
I don't see
there's no telling how many things you've cheated on. How many things that you've falsified?
Was that this week? The pop quiz cheating was last week.
I know, and it's still bothering me.
Really?
Yes.
Just because I did not ask for them. Sneed just happened to text me those.
Then you tried to pawn it off as Lifeline. That pisses
of course
me
I did.
Off, too.
Of course I did.
Because you
it
had
was a Lifeline.
Two people in there that were Lifelines.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa.
And you chose to use... Captain Sneederoo.
I did not ask him for it. He just offered it up.
Anyway, you're getting on my nerves.
Good thing we got a weekend buffer coming up. You know what else gets on my nerves? Oklahoma State.
And y'all
fans.
Get to throw axes
we do
on
get
Sunday.
To throw axes. This is going to get dangerous fast.
Woo-hoo!
So, a new study shows... that 60% of college football fans said
is
they would...
I heard Dumas is in Oklahoma, though.
It what? Is not.
That's what I heard.
It's closer to New Mexico.
It might as well be in Oklahoma.
It's closer to the New Mexico border, if
okay.
you want to get technical.
All right, go ahead.
It's pretty close. 60% of fans said they would excommunicate friends who root for other college football teams.
What was the percentage?
60%. More than half.
Disown a friendship.
Your significant other's hysterical obsession is back. That's what it says. And we're not... talking about the pumpkin spice. Talking college football season is here. Excommunicate friends or family members who root for other teams for an entire season. So not always, but just like season, we're just not going to talk to you this year. So it kicks off, of course, tomorrow. The 60% said they would completely ignore those friends and family members during the season, and especially during a game week if two of the teams are playing. I remember we had a family, like family friends in Dumas, the Stalwitz growing up. I was real good buddies. And then our families with one guy in school, and then our families became really good friends and church friends and all that. But the Stalwitz were Aggies through and through. Just through and through Aggies. And we had to make a rule. Like, the parents had to make a rule that there was no talking about Tech or the Aggies around each other because it got into near violent affairs when our two families would get together because of how
I believe
tumultuous it would get. So, that being said, what is there...
I think you're in a good friendship if... when the teams play each other, no matter what the result is,
yeah,
you don't even make contact. So, like, I had my good friend Chunk, Brent Mackey,
Chunk.
Massive land thief.
He's cool with you calling him Chunk.
Too. Yeah, that's, okay. His name's Chunk.
Okay.
No one calls him Brent. It's Chunk.
Okay.
We're golf buddies.
Yeah.
Drinking buddies. Hung out all the time. Helped take care of each other's houses. Did all these things together. Really good butts. And if OSU happened to once in 10 years beat OU, I wouldn't say a word to him. And on that day when OU beat OSU, he wouldn't say a word to me. That's a good friendship.
Yeah. That is a good friendship. If you can put it aside.
We know how invested we are, and it wouldn't work out. It wouldn't be pretty if somebody else took a shot. And we never, ever took shots at each other on that deal.
That's where, so like, I can't, and people may think this is crazy, like that it goes this deep. I couldn't imagine myself being married to someone of a rival school, right? I mean, that would be really difficult to have a house divided, right?
Jen grew up as an OU fan.
Which most people in Oklahoma do.
Went to Oklahoma State. Her parents are big Walmart OU people. And the fact that she doesn't hate OU ticks me off.
She doesn't hate OU.
Like, she's
not that she roots for him, but she doesn't hate for
She doesn't him. Openly root for him, but I know she's kind of okay if they win because...
And it bothers
And that bothers me.
Yeah, but that's my point. It's like, I could not imagine. These people that are married to a Longhorn or other way around, or those sort of things, that's an extraterrestrial thought to me. Like, I couldn't...
The old house divided stuff doesn't fly.
No, it doesn't. That's why I'm brainwashing my children from day one that we love Texas Tech. That way, if any of them are good enough athletes, that's where they end up. Or, you know, just end up going to school there. I have no problem brainwashing my kids either. Yeah. So I definitely identify with this 60%. Totally get it.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It is time for Ask the Benchwarmers. Get your questions in right now. Lots are in so far. We'll get to as many of those as possible, but still room for yours on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Tweet us at 107 The Score. Or hit us up on the Visual Edge IT hotline if you want to call and get your question in with your own voice. 806-771-0973. You can do a roll call, too, if you want to tell us where you're listening from. If you have listening in eastern Indiana heading to Ohio, not many Red Raiders up here. Hashtag wreck 'em. Thank you. Currently in Tahlequah, but live in Tulsa.
Tahlequah!
From new home and have been in Oklahoma about 6 years now, listening y'all pretty religiously to keep me sane up here in Sooner Country.
That's great. Tahlequah is a beautiful place.
Thank you for listening. We really appreciate
it. East Central Oklahoma. Got some lots of rolling hills, trees, rivers, Illinois River. Awesome.
Yep. We appreciate all our listeners everywhere. We really do. So y'all can tell us if you want on Yates Flooring Center chat line where you're listening from. Before I get to all the questions, did you see Brett McMurphy did his latest coaches of music artists? He went Big Ten today.
Oh, no. Okay. I haven't.
All right. So.
Give me the most out there.
I might have to like Kirk Ferentz now.
Okay.
From Iowa.
He's the oldest guy in the league.
Pat Green. Red Raider Pat Green is Kirk Ferentz's. So I was like, all right. Maybe. Not having offense is an okay thing just because you got good music taste. I don't know.
And a great defense.
Northwestern's David Braun, need to breathe. Okay. But Braun is the interim coach right now, of course, with the Fitzgerald stuff. There's some good ones. Mel Tucker at Michigan State, Prince.
He and Mike Gundy.
Yep. PJ Fleck goes Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
Ryan Day, Morgan Wallen, James Franklin at Penn State, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
There you go. Another one for Prince, Purdue's Ryan Walters. Couldn't have told you who their coach was. Luke Fickell, Zach Bryan, Matt Rhule goes Dave Matthews Band. Indiana's Tom Allen, Mercy Me, Christian Band there.
Hey, Davis caught some love on this deal.
Yeah, he has.
Dave Matthews Band.
But it kind of fits the age of, like, most coaches are around 50 or... Right, 50s.
Remember when Andy Bernard was skating and he by himself and he asked
deep
for,
tracks
yeah,
only.
Deep tracks only.
Said deep tracks that he starts with.
Yeah.
Mike Locksley goes Citizen Cope from Maryland. That's an interesting one. And then the most out there one by far. Jim Harbaugh, Alanis Morissette.
Oh my God.
Do you think that's real, or he's just joking around?
It can't be.
Are you sure he is a weird duck?
He is weird, but
I mean, him in his pleated khakis every
game.
There's, I could totally see him listening to Alanis Morissette.
There's
rolling
a Broadway
up to the game.
Play that's got Alanis in it. I mean, I think it's like a tribute thing, kind of a concert / play. But yeah. Every time we've been up to New York City, we see the theater where that plays. But that's got to be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree with you, but then again, if there's a coach. That's weird enough for it that he would be the one. All right, bench warmers, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you on a date? I don't know.
I have one.
Okay.
So this is, we were boyfriend, girlfriend. It wasn't just a first date thing.
Current one or
no,
different?
Okay. Different one. But we went out to a Mexican restaurant here in town. And then after lunch, we got in my car, and my car wouldn't start.
Oh, just didn't start?
Didn't start.
Okay.
It died, so we had to call a tow truck to get my car to her place. So,
I've told mine before. I don't need to share it again. Mine was when I went to, on Valentine's Day, to a semi-fancy restaurant, and they only had one menu, and I didn't have enough money, so Mom and Dad had to drive to Amarillo and bail me out to giving some cash. I don't know that my date ever knew it.
Come in, emergency. I don't have the cash for dinner.
Yeah, like it was like $75 or $80 a plate on Valentine's night at Macaroni Joe's in Amarillo, which it doesn't sound like a fancy place. It is very fancy.
Jen and I went out in Vegas. Don't think we were married yet. Maybe we were. So we go to this famous seafood buffet, and I'm not very familiar at this point. This is early 20s. I'm not very familiar with really any kind of fancy seafood. So I got these huge crab legs, and I really don't know what to do with them. I mean, I know you're supposed to try to get in there and crack them, and
get in
this
there.
Okie can't get it done. So I get this huge ramekin of melted butter.
Ramekin, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Then I try to maneuver the crab leg, and it basically kicks a field goal. The crab leg kicks the ramekin into my khakis. I mean, these khaki pants.
No.
In Las Vegas at the Rio.
Khakis.
Way away from anywhere to change. So now I have this
butter crotch.
Butter stain.
Man. That's terrible, and that does not go away.
No,
like you can't go scrub that out in the
untuck
bathroom.
Untuck the shirt.
You're done. Wow, the butter. Butter's so good.
It was embarrassing.
Bench warmers, I accidentally cut off the tip of my left thumb yesterday. Mm. Question, have you ever hurt a body part that you never realized how important it was until you can't use it for a while? The big toe might be the most one that you take for granted. If you ever hurt your big toe, that's the one that... It's terrible.
I know I have.
Oh, yeah. When I broke my hand a couple of years ago playing basketball, breaking your right hand, like it is the, and I will say wiping.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the worst. Like not being able to wipe normally because left-handed feels so weird.
All right.
And you can't get everything right.
I met this guy who was in the Marines and he had his wrist repaired. And they had to go in and clear out bones that had been shattered. And he was talking,
that was it.
He was talking just like you. He was like, this is just misery.
That was
He's a farmer now. He's trying to do his farming work. And he's like, it's just totally taking me out of my game.
Let's see. College Station Red Raider chimed in, said, listening in from the land of Aggies. Thanks, College Station Red Raider. Appreciate you. Bench warmers, hacks and choice, if the Olympics were done team style, which show would win?
Well, this show would demolish.
Well, count them up. I mean, the other show. Three events in, they have 3 third place finishes and 2 fourth place finishes and 1 win. So that's, I mean, we would wipe the floor.
We go win second, 2-4, win second.
Yeah. So and we would crush them if it was a team style. That's why they didn't want it. Bench warmers, besides the teams you cheer for, who has the best chant or fight song that you secretly like? For me, it's Florida State's war chant.
I've always loved the war chant, always been enamored with that, even going back to when I was a kid. But you know what sounds really cool in the stadium is the hottie toddy deal with Ole Miss. That sounds really cool.
I can give you a lot that I don't like more easily. Like the Woo Pig Suey is the most annoying thing ever.
Yeah, but it still sounds cool.
Well, it's really cool the way they do it, but I could still hate it.
You're in the crowd or in the press box and they're doing that, it sounds cool for about the first two times. Then you want to.
Then it gets annoying.
Then you want to, you know, make it stop.
You want to shoot a pig. That's what you want to do.
Let's go shoot a hog.
I actually like Florida's. He's at Florida State.
Rocky Top's awesome.
Go Gators.
You know. Yeah, and they wouldn't let that happen at the regional.
Is that? And that's.
It's dumb.
I saw someone.
Dumb.
I heard someone. I don't know if I was looking at the chat line. I saw someone text that and like, that's the dumbest thing in sports. Still, you don't get a home field advantage at a regional. It's just, yeah, I agree with
that. I love it at big baseball games where they play the football band. They allow the fight song to be put, even if it's just over the speaker, over the tape, let the football band play the fight song or those chants. That sounds great at a baseball game.
Yeah, I agree. I wish we could do more of that, but
we couldn't hear the bum, ba-da-da-da.
Go Gators. Two Buttercrotch horse name submissions.
Here comes Buttercrotch!
Yeah, I think we might have to write that one down. The last question, who's better? Here's another music one. George Strait or Garth Brooks? The Texan me might get crushed for that, but Garth. I'm a Garth guy over George. I love both.
I'm shocked you said that.
No. I love both, but I'm Garth. Garth writes more of his own music, too. George... has written like two songs. For Hacks and Lucas, I'm Choice. Appreciate you all week long. We'll be back on Monday. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.